It does, yeah, it does. You know, we've had a lot of stuff thrown at us about, you know, not being to play on grass, not being to have a soft centre, this, that, the other, you know, and it just proves that, you know, we've got fantastic footballers, but we've also got good character, good togetherness, you know, that will pull ourselves out of a sticky situation, you know, and that, I think that's probably there today. Yeah, it wasn't pretty. First half was very poor, but that whole performance today from start to finish is possibly why we're champions and we have been for 3 years.
Craig, what did he say at half time? What was the atmosphere like in the changing room?
Everyone was disappointed, you know, everyone knew they hadn't played very well. You know, I think probably by, I don't know if Greg was in the change room at half time, I think by Greg's smirk on his face.
I was hiding at the back.
Yeah, possibly can't be repeated for other people's ears, but you know, we knew that. We knew that, you know, the lads knew, everyone got in there. We knew that the first half performance was poor, you know, in fair play to ABBA. You know, they put under pressure, they played well. You know, first half they played well and we were poor, you know, and we knew that if we were going to have an opportunity to win the double, then it had to be better. It wasn't about whose fault it was, it wasn't picking individuals out, it was, you know, collectively we got ourselves in that position, and collectively from top to bottom we had to get ourselves out of it.
Craig, you went 2-0 down very early on in the game. Were you surprised sort of by ABBA's high tempo start to the match?
Not really, no. Not surprised. You know, don't get me wrong, they've done really well and they did put under pressure, but we didn't play well either. And not surprised. We thought they would come out of the blocks, you know, and they did, and fair play to them. They performed well in the first half, and you know, and we didn't react very well, and it needed that break to come in and to almost get ourselves together and have the conversation about what we needed to do, and that was it. From the first whistle, we didn't perform. You know, second half they were great, brilliant. They were as good as what they were bad the first half, but from the first whistle till the 45th minute, we were poor.
Greg, with 20 minutes to go, it was still 2-0. Did you and the boys still believe that you could turn it round?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it only takes one goal to change the game, doesn't it? I mean, we was on top for most of the second half, but you know, everyone knew. You know, they came out the second half, and you could see that they were still up for it. They hadn't given up, and like you say, as long as we could get one goal, then we thought we could get another, and we did.
Craig, the game swung on two decisions. Some people said they were debatable. What was your view of the free kick and the penalty?
What? Whose free kick?
The penalty to make it to 2-1 and the free kick.
You know, it's not Arsene Wenger moment. I can honestly say I didn't see it. You know. Maybe take my glasses back, they're brand new and they might not be working, but I didn't see them. I thought there was a nailed on handball 5 months before that from Peter Hoy. You know, I thought that in the box and that should have been a penalty, but I can honestly say our penalty, I didn't see it, and I thought their penalty was a soft one, but you see them given, you know, and sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, and you know, both goals we conceded, the build up to it as well as the actual execution of it were poor on our behalf.
Greg, two goals in the cup final, is that one of the best moments of your career?
Yeah, it's up there, yeah, especially I suppose with the circumstances being 2-0 behind. 2-0 behind. So yeah, no, they're two very important goals. Should have had a third. Just thought if I could get it across the keeper it'd be a goal, but I think I was stretching for it a bit. Maybe could have pulled it back, but I didn't see them there either. So, but luckily Wildy got the last goal. It was a great finish from Wildy. Great ball from Spence. Great finish and great game.
Greg, on the whole, how frustrating has it been a season for you because you've had to sort of share the first team spot with Michael Wilde?
Yeah, well, I mean that's the way it is. See, you know, especially the way we play. You know, we like to dominate the midfield. So unfortunately, we only play one up front, and I know that, and Wildy knows that. You know, both done well when we've been given our chances. We both scored goals, so. You know, obviously very disappointed not to start today, but like I say, one of us, you know, only one of us can play. So and Wildy's been great all season as well, so I can't complain. I just got to do my job when I come on.
And Craig, looking ahead towards the summer, obviously preparations now sort of turn towards Europe.
Yeah.
How are the club going to approach that?
Yeah, we'll approach it the way we approached the last two seasons when I've been here. You know, we've done great. You know, you talk about the Helsingborg first leg, we were far better the team. Problem was we didn't score in the first leg. Second leg, we didn't play well. We froze almost, but you know, Legia Warsaw, both both legs were well and truly in it, you know, winning 1-0 at half time, and unfortunately Alex Dalton hit the post with probably a minute left of the first half, which could have changed the whole complexity. And we performed very well in Europe, and before I was here, you know, that it's nothing new, the team over the last 5-6 years have done very, very well in Europe, and we'll be preparing the way we have done for the last 2 years, certainly when I've been here, so nothing will change. You know, the lads will have an opportunity to have some time off. It's 11-month season for them with the European preparation. It's tough. You know, the lads will have 4 weeks off now, and, you know, very, very pleased that this last couple of days we've got 99% of the squad on new deals. New contracts have been done. Dusters for everyone going away. You know, there's one or two that we need to, you know, they need to thrash out a bit more, but we're really happy, and we'll look to freshen up and add maybe one or two as well to keep that ever progressing competition. And as you talked about with Greg and Wildy, you know, they both had to have not limited opportunities, but the modern day football it's a squad game. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't, gone are the days that somebody apart from your goalkeeper and possibly one of your defenders plays every single game and every single minute. You know, I bet you there's no more than 10, 15 in the league out of a number of players that can't do that from top to bottom of football. You know, and it just proves today how important substitutes are.
Craig, across the course of the season, obviously one of the most games is heavy favourites to win. How do you keep the squad, obviously you're only professional as a club, but how do you keep the squad so motivated and to avoid complacency?
It's exactly what we've talked about. You know, we've talked about that our competition for places.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you know you're going to play, sometimes that'll be good because it gives you confidence. And you know, but that's not the type of player I want. I want the type of player who is going to react to a challenge, who's going to when they're forced into a corner, they're going to come out fighting. They're not going to sulk when they're not in the team. They're going to do exactly what Greg's done today. Mm-hmm. Come on and win with the game. You know, that's what I want from every single player. And, you know, 80% of our positions, we've got two very, very good players for. And I think, for me, certainly, that's the key. My thoughts, the key is the competition within. Cool.